Newport's going to be invaded next month, or this month, so residents shouldn't be shocked to see a Humvee or two go past with weapons sticking out, or a big truck with men in uniforms. Relax. They're on your side, Manwich. In fact, you're even free to visit with them if they stop by. The 24th Marine Expeditionary Unit is coming to their local, one of the local neighborhoods in, I guess, Newport, wherever that is, for training between February 27th and March 12th. In anticipation for deployment, and we've got some sort of audio.
These rappers are nuts, man!
That's my bad.
That was your bad?
Yeah, that was my bad.
All right. What do you got going there?
That was the AOL thing, the annoying advertisements. Anyway, the largest part of the combat unit, the 1st Battalion, will be at Fort Justice. Apparently what they're doing is what they call urban warfare training. So the military's saying, hey, don't be surprised if there's a helicopter flying over your house or a military convoy going by, troops running through the neighborhoods. In fact, urban warfare training can include running vehicle checkpoints and patrolling neighborhoods. But it's okay. They're just practicing just in case something happens.
It's not really violating your civil rights. They're just pretending.
Right. I'm sure if they catch you with some drugs in your car, they won't have any problems with that, it's since they're just pretending.
Right.
I'm just wondering, do you think that they're going to need to, if they run out of, you know, I mean, who knows, they might run out of tents, they might need to use people's houses and, you know, then ask for dinner and whatnot and take quarter in people's houses. What do
you just for practice, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're just, you know.
Oh, wait, that's in that Bill of Rights, isn't it?
It doesn't seem likely that the whole quarter in people's houses thing is ever going to be violated.
Wait a minute, man. Remember the video that we watched from New Orleans after they were going around and they had the military teams patrolling the streets?
Mm.
Well, there was footage in that video where they went up to a church because people had left. The church was empty. They went up to it. They busted in the doors and they used the church for their staging grounds, for their base of operations, if you will. They didn't have any permission to do that. They just broke right in and took control of the church.
I don't know.
Sounds like quartering to me. Does it only count if it's your house? Does it only count as quartering if it's your home?
Well, there was nobody there. I mean, it was a disaster zone. I'm not saying that the troops should necessarily have been there. They certainly weren't doing any good saving people. They're mostly confiscating weapons.
I'm going to have to side with Manwich a little on this one just because, you know, when the rules for quarter were made, I mean, it was more about a soldier taking up a guest bedroom and, like, back when people were running bed and breakfasts all over the place and whatnot. So
I understand why it was made. I'm just saying, I mean, so the difference is if it's a house and a bedroom, then it's quartering. But you can quarter them in the church and that's okay. Or you can quarter them in somebody's business and that's okay.
It's not okay, but it's certainly not on the same level.
Well, it seems to me that it's the issue is a soldier being on a piece of property where they may not be wanted.
I guess that really
private property being the issue.
What I think of when I hear it, and I'm at least the most egregious case of it, would be somebody you have to sort of live with and deal with on a pretty regular basis. You know, that's getting in the way. In the case of the church,
So if they're only there for a night, then it's okay.
You had to deal with.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. The last of my concerns in the whole New Orleans crisis is the soldiers shacking up in an abandoned church. Any of my worry. More what I'm worried about.
So you'd be all right with
that? No. I'm more worried about the soldiers turning away food and supplies and stopping people
weapons.
From...
But that's not what we're not talking about what happened in New Orleans. I just brought that up as a point of this whole quartering thing. So you'd be okay as long as the property's abandoned. So therefore, if you left your house and you came back to find out that a bunch of soldiers had come in there while you were gone and, you know, had trashed the place or did whatever it is soldiers do with property that's not theirs, you'd be all right with it because you'd abandon your house for a little while?
I don't think you're talking about the most egregious case here.
No, you know, and also I'm thinking of in times of disaster, in times of horrible crisis, should a soldier be allowed, you know, should a battalion or any group of people who have shown up to help, you know, maybe not necessarily soldiers because I don't believe that the government ever does that, but if a private organization were to come in and needed places to stay...
And then slept in the church without asking anybody because there's no one to ask, would you be horrified by this behavior?
just depends on how they treated it. I mean, if you know, you slept there and you left and nobody knew, then, well, okay, fine. But if you go there and you start trashing the place, you start messing things up.
What if the soldiers did their very best not to trash things? Would you be happy then?
Yeah, as long as nothing's been destroyed, I wouldn't have a problem with it. But if I come and find out that, you know, my safe's been opened and money's been stolen and property's been taken, then they're not soldiers, they're thieves. And I don't like the idea of people trespassing on property anyway, regardless of whether there's someone there to give consent for it or not. 800-259-9231. So in this case, the soldiers are going to be in this neighborhood patrolling neighborhoods? I mean, would that make you feel a little uneasy if you looked out your front when you got up one morning getting ready to go to work and there's a tank rolling down your street and there's soldiers running down the street? What would you think if you all of a sudden discovered that?
It would be frightening.
Yeah. And then they just, oh, we're just practicing. It's okay. Well, wait, practicing for what? How you're going to occupy my neighborhood someday if there's some sort of alleged threat? It's just disturbing to me. What do you think? 800-259-9231.
It's interesting that, you know, the first thing that comes to my mind is, you know, I've gotten a couple of emails recently from, you know, fans of our show who are in Israel and Iraq.
Yeah.
And, you know, the first thought that comes to my mind is, well, for some of those people, it's par for the course.
They're used to it.
Okay. You know?
Not that that makes it okay.
No, not that that makes it okay, but, you know, it's like, oh, what are we, developing some sort of sense of camaraderie? Because now that we're, you know, attacking these countries and getting all involved in these countries, where that's their way of life, what are we developing?
You want to be like
that? Yeah. Dude, I mean, this is ridiculous. I don't want soldiers anywhere near my street.
And this is where, you know, this is where it's going to, because we've got, over time, the soldiers have been, Donald Rumsfeld, I know the Defense Department has sort of been pushing to make it so it's okay in the eyes of Americans to have soldiers patrolling the streets. Like, hey, we don't have enough police in the United States. We need to have the military back up the cops. We need to have the military do some policing in the United States. I mean, isn't that a good idea? I mean, they're the military. They can do everything right.
I do believe that they are definitely trying to make it more normal for us to see soldiers in this country that has never seen anything like that.
And that's why they're putting out these press releases in advance of these training sessions saying, don't worry about it. They're your friends.
Nothing's happening here.
I'll tell you what. I'll make this commitment right here. Here's my first 1,000 commitment or whatever you want to call it, because this is kind of a different concept. If there is a moment where there are battalions of troops marching here in my neighborhood, within 1 year, I will move to New Hampshire and arm myself.
Mm, indeed. I don't think it's going to happen very soon, but they're preparing. They're preparing people to be ready for this. They're kind of indoctrinating you with the idea of, hey, they're just their soldiers. They're here to help you. If something terrible happens, we don't want you to feel uncomfortable about men with guns patrolling your street. Now, I don't have a problem with guns, but I have a problem with a standing army, because these guys are looking to get into a fight. Remember when back to the video that we played, the audio stream from it a while back from New Orleans, with the interview with the young National Guardsman,
yeah,
who was like,
I'd sure hate to have to shoot American citizens,
right?
But I would.
Yeah. Who was basically saying, well, if somebody runs from us, we might have to shoot him.
What do you think? Was he one of those, what do they call them, class Cs? Is that what
I don't know.
Level 4s.
Level 4, that's
He was
right.
Certainly somebody who would follow the orders if he were given them. He had an itchy trigger finger. He was scared because he thought there was people that were armed that were out trying to get him, and he was willing to shoot and kill Americans. That's
scared
disturbing
help.
To me. More on the way. This is your show. 800-259-9231 is Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest-growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything, political issue, personal problem. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Visit our newest feature on the website, the Wiki. wiki.freetalklive.com. wiki.freetalklive.com. You can, it's kind of fun to say that word, wiki. You can go and change the wiki. That's what they're all about, apparently, is anybody who reads the wiki can actually edit the wiki and add things and remove things and make corrections and make mistakes, and then everybody else can change what you've put in there. So it's an interesting little phenomena, I suppose. It's based on the Wikipedia idea.
Right.
The encyclopedia that anyone can change. Well, now we have our own little wiki at freetalklive.com. That's wiki.freetalklive.com.
I had some porch furniture once made from wiki, but it kept changing on me.
Free
wow,
Talk
you're
Live.
A dork. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. Let's get through a couple emails here, and then we'll get to the Super Bowl gambling issue. This one came in from Hardy, and actually, even though he sent it to me, it's addressed to you. Manwich, government is force. Individuals have the right to use force to defend their rights. Back when the world was full of anarchy, bands of thugs ran around, looting farms and raping women. Individuals started living closer together as a result, so they could join their forces to prevent the bands of thugs from taking advantage of them.
Sounds right.
This was the start of government. Groups of individuals joining together to defend their individual rights. They met to agree on how best to defend their rights. What happened when these bands of thugs got bigger and towns couldn't protect themselves was that the towns joined together into states. States joined together into countries, and the United States was formed to protect our individual rights from the English. Over time, governments grew and overstepped their only moral reason for creation. Ian and the anarchist callers want to go back to the days of roving bands of thugs. If the thugs have more power than the people living in the small communities, then it's fine with them. Government is force, but a libertarian, I don't know if I necessarily want to go back to roving bands of thugs, and I think he's overstating my position a little bit, but government is force, but a libertarian government would only use force to protect our individual rights from individuals, gangs, or countries that would try to infringe on our rights.
I'm just going to point something out here. We still have roving bands of thugs. They're called militaries.
Sure.
They're huge bands of thugs. Huge. Just absolutely gigantic, enormous bands of thugs with billions of dollars supporting their thuggery every single year. And you know what? You're paying for it.
Point of information, though. The military has an unlimited budget. I mean, yeah, they set the budget every year, but if they need more
in this country,
if they need more, they can increase it. Well, all militaries, because they just take their money from people. Whereas bands of thugs, I mean, if it was just a band of 100 people going around robbing and looting and doing terrible things, I mean, they have to literally get that money in. They have to put effort out to get money in order to buy more weapons, in order to buy more terrible things to victimize people with. Whereas the military, it just simply says, give us more money, and then they just get more money. And
right.
So the military doesn't have to go through any effort to increase its size, to increase its amount of violence that it can exact on a population.
Well, so wait,
and the government just prints more money whenever it needs more for the military.
Yeah, so I want to clarify, do I want roving bands of thugs? Absolutely. Absolutely, yes, I do. No, absolutely.
Well,
you laugh
I don't.
At that?
Thanks.
You laugh at that? Absolutely. I feel like if I'm going to be responsible for my own safety and freedom, I'd rather be responsible for my own safety and freedom from a group of roving thugs than from an invading military.
You're going to have a heck of a time convincing the average American.
I'd rather fight off a group of, you know, yee-hoo, we're drunk cowboys, woo, we're going to try and steal all your stuff, rather than the entire European Union with a force of nuclear weapons and machine guns and whatnot invading the United States and then trying to kill us all with nuclear weapons and chemical, biological.
European Union would be doing that, but
I'm just, you know,
just
when you think, I'm thinking about, you know, global war. Because eventually, throughout the course of time, eventually, someone's going to attack the United States.
What? I don't know about that.
I don't see how. Geographically, what, Canada? That the beast of the north is going to roll across the 49th parallel and just take out our major metropolises?
It may not be during our lifetimes. In fact, it probably won't be during our lifetimes.
Without being bombastic. I think the more pertinent point is if we look at the Heritage Foundation's index of economic freedom,
yeah,
we can see the United States is ninth.
Yeah.
And we can see that there are several nations, eight of them, that are ahead. And we can also see that if the United States didn't have such a large tax burden,
mm-hmm,
that we would be the most free economically state in the world.
Let me ask you this.
I'm not done with my point. And if we didn't have the military in 130 something out of 190 UN member states, we, the United States citizens, support that gigantic military that the whole world benefits, quote unquote, from. Yeah, well, they don't. They have relatively free shipping lanes, and
okay,
you know, your particular political party may be benefiting. For instance, the Shiites think it was really great that we liberated Iraq. The Sunnis, not so much. Those people benefit, and we, the American taxpayer, pay for it. If we weren't paying for it, the tax burden wouldn't be nearly as large, and
right,
we'd be a lot freer.
So you're saying we should abolish the military?
I think that we should. I think we should bring them all home.
That'd be a good first step. I agree with that. So let's go on with Hardy's email here. He says, so government is force, and a libertarian government would only use force to protect individual rights from individuals, gangs, or countries that would try to infringe on our rights. The U.S. government was formed to have restricted powers, but enough power to protect our rights. And, you know, there was some good intentions with our government. The Constitution had some good ideas in it. Unfortunately, the people didn't bother to pay any attention to the fact that government kept getting bigger. Anyway, he says, Ian is partially right that many government programs work poorly or might cause more harm as unintended consequences. But when Ian says government doesn't work, he turns off many people that would like much smaller government. Ian wants a program that works. Well, our national defense works. When was the last time when we were invaded that wasn't a result of our foreign policy at that time? It was our national offense and nation building that caused the terrorist attacks.
Well, I would agree that it's our national offense that's doing it, but I don't think that, in fact, our national defense is working because it's so difficult. Not to say it's not
what
working.
Defense?
It's so difficult. Yeah, we're just completely in offensive mode. As a matter of fact, I'd hate to have somebody invade the United States right now with all of our guys in Iraq.
Yeah, you could invade California, San Francisco, because nobody there has guns. That'd be a good starting point.
It's just so difficult. We have friendly relations with the two countries that are two very large geographically countries that are on either side of us.
Right.
You know, they
got an armed populace.
Yes, we have an armed populace.
That's one reason
and
why
we're surrounded
it works.
By water. Otherwise,
that's one of the reasons why it works. It's not because we have a big military, because they're all over the world. I mean, if someone were to come and invade, it would take. I mean, it took them a week to get here with Katrina, and they were supposedly coming as fast as they possibly could. If somebody really did land battleships, with hundreds of thousands of troops over in San Francisco. San Francisco would be decimated.
You also have to be clear that nobody can do that. It's not even possible in our current society. Like, our current planet, not possible.
What do you mean?
Somebody
how
could load up a few battleships.
Load up some battleships. And how long does it take to sail the high seas?
Well, they'd just come through. Britain, who has battleships, would just sail through the
they could sail
Panama Canal.
And we'll see them coming the entire way through.
Not if they sail during the night.
And they'll sail during the night, and our heat imaging satellites will see them the entire way.
You're presuming that somebody's paying attention.
I am. I'm presuming that we'd, you know, see the blips on the radar every day on the news when we're watching the weather.
Yeah, but you think the military bureaucrats are actually paying attention looking for battleships that are crossing the ocean?
Yes, I do.
I wonder about that. I think you're giving the bureaucrats too much credit. 800-259-9231.
They're
sitting around eating donuts.
You're deluded.
They're sitting around eating donuts playing
That's
bingo.
That's what they do is watch for war. They're hoping.
I don't think you're right about that. Anyway, if you've worked in the military in that division, we'd love to find out if you guys are actually doing your jobs. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lagos with today's Car Clinic Minute. Rey Mysterio and The Big Show may take the belt in wrestling, but when it comes to child seat safety, you can be the champ. Get ready to rumble when I come back. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. In this corner, weighing in at 2,500 pounds, your new car. And in this corner, your 25-pound toddler. Although the tail of the tape is a little offset, you can even the odds on child seat safety with flap. S. Seat cushions should fit snugly to the angle of your car seat, and the bottom cushion should ride level and secure. L. Make sure your new car has latch, which means lower anchors and tethers for child safety seats. A. Auto lock retractor belts help keep kids safe even after child seat days are done. And P. Properly install and check connections every time you strap your child in for a ride. Now, you're a safety heavyweight, ready to take on the world. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free. Take control of the show. Bring up anything. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first. If you're on the updates list, it's free. Go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get signed up. Updates.freetalklive.com. So wrapping up Hardy's email, he's talking about the military. He's talking, not the military specifically, but he's talking about government and protection. And he says that Ian wants a program that works. Well, national defense works. It was our national offense and nation building that caused the terrorist attacks, and he points out that nobody has ever tried to attack the United States. As we pointed out, well, the military might be a factor there, but really the factor is that we have two countries bordering us that are friendly towards us, and huge oceans on the other side, and an armed populace. Really, that's one of the those are some of the main reasons why we haven't been attacked. He says, if the anarchists have problems with the forced funding of a libertarian government, then they ought to use their combined brain power to give voluntary solutions to funding the government. As for me, I'm willing to pay $250 or $500 per person per year in taxes to fund a national defense and court system. And you know what? If you're willing to pay for that stuff, then go ahead and pay for it. I mean, gosh, if you have a government that's voluntary, you don't have a government anymore.
Wait. How much is he willing to pay?
$250 to $500 per person per year.
Oh, well, good news. You're spending $185 on the Iraq war right now.
Well, that's just on the Iraq war.
Just on the Iraq war.
Annually?
Yeah, that's right. Yep, annually.
Per person per year.
Annually. We figured that out on one of the breaks tonight. We were looking at that.
Right, we were looking at some numbers that said that we're spending $100,000 a minute
so
in Iraq.
So we decided to figure out, well, what is that per person? And then we figured out, what is that per person per day, and then per month.
But the difference is, you're not paying that voluntarily. Everybody's paying it, regardless of how they feel about the war.
Right.
And that's really the point. You could support the Iraq war, and I get, you know, it's fine that you support the Iraq war. That's great. Well, what you actually support, though, is me having to pay for a war I don't support.
Yeah. How
now,
do you guys,
isn't that wrong?
How do you guys feel about amping the war?
Yeah.
Because you're spending more on war than you are on us.
Right. Free Talk Live asks for your money voluntarily.
As do every other business in
right.
this country. I mean, Walmart, all the people...
Walmart's such a bad, terrible place. People walk into Walmart voluntarily every day.
They walk in...
They don't have... They're not threatened with their lives or their property being confiscated if they don't give them money.
That's right. They walk in for two reasons. They walk in to find jobs, and they walk in to go buy stuff. And yet everybody's up in arms about how, oh, they sell Chinese products, or they don't appreciate their workers. Well, stop working for them. I mean, if Walmart employees didn't feel appreciated, they could go and work for Kmart or one of the other companies out there. They could go and do something totally different. But they, for some reason, continue to choose to don the blue vests and to, you know, wear the smiley faces. It's voluntary.
Yeah. 800-259-9231.
So Hardy's finally says, a civilized libertarian government is what we need to return to.
I agree.
Not the law of the jungle where the most powerful thugs rule. It seems to me that government is anything but civilized. I mean, government by its nature is an organized group of people using force on others.
You wouldn't feel that way if there was a libertarian government because it would be so small. It would be absolutely
minuscule.
Would
it fund itself voluntarily?
Who knows if it would fund itself? Would you care if it was some minor amount of money?
Yes, I would.
You would not be enraged. You would not be enraged like the 50-something percent that every American pays of their earnings now. That's what's
obviously
enraging about it, is the just the behemoth size of our government.
I would be less enraged if it was 1% as opposed to 50%. I'd feel a lot better about that, but I would still refuse to pay.
Well, feel free to refuse to pay. It's not like that would even matter at that point.
Hopefully it wouldn't matter. I mean, hopefully a libertarian government that wasn't having that had people that were opting out of it would not go after those individuals. I would hope.
Well, I'm certain the libertarian government would do away
civilized.
With the IRS. And whatever manner that they did get money, whether it was voluntary or through some sort of tax on some sort of service or another, and that's how it would happen.
Because one of my point is, using the word civilized with government, I don't think that goes together. Because it is not civilized to point weapons at people and take money from them. That's thuggery. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Alex in Ohio. Take control of the airwaves. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Alan, Alex.
I've been listening since the new year, and I'm completely hooked, so good work.
Glad you're on board. What's on your mind?
I've got some purely theoretical that I want to talk about. It's just about the role of technology and how it plays into personal liberties.
Okay.
I guess I kind of have this theory that oppressed classes eventually, either through revolution or through some other means, will eventually overthrow their oppressors most of the time.
Hope so.
And I think the thing that facilitates that...
The Tibetans got a way to go, I'll tell you.
Well, I think the thing that facilitates that kind of a movement from people that don't have liberty into gaining liberty for themselves, it's technology to an extent, so...
At least that's what we're seeing today. I mean, technology back in the past, do you think it was a... Do you think that was a factor in the past when there were revolutions where the technology level was pretty low?
Well, certainly. You can go back even farther than that. You could say agriculture maybe is what freed us from a hunter-gatherer lifestyle, that maybe our food supply was kind of going up and down and up and down, and it allowed us to stabilize our food supply.
But what does that have to do
with government?
What's that have to do with?
Well, it's just about technology facilitating one's personal liberty.
I think information.
To do what they want to.
Certainly,
and information
is freedom. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, the printing press facilitated the printing of pamphlets, getting information out. The internet now is like
the washing machine gave women more time to do other things.
And the Model T, you know, was kind of accredited to giving women more.
I think you're absolutely right. I think that, you know, now we have the printing press times a million via the internet, and there's no doubt that technology is leading the way for the revolution that is upon us right now.
Certainly, and people want to demand their rights. So in this country, we have much better workers' rights laws, regulations than, say, in China. That's why it's cheaper to make things in third world countries.
I don't know about that. The reason why we have such high prices to manufacture in this country are because of government regulations and controls on business, like the minimum wage and things like that. That's one reason why U.S. products are so expensive.
And regulations aren't freedom. They're the antithesis. For instance, I mean, you know, you have a handicap regulation. It keeps handicapped people from working. You know, the minimum wage being at $6 an hour, some people aren't worth that in my business, and I won't hire them. Therefore, they're not free to work.
Right. The minimum wage is one of the biggest job-destroying things that the government has ever created. And when you say workers' rights, I'm concerned that you've been listening to the socialist crowd for a little bit too much. Workers shouldn't have any rights. You should only have what you contract for. When you go and get a job, you should know what you're getting into. You should realize, it should be down on paper what your responsibilities are, what your employer expects of you, and what you're going to do in return for whatever it is they're going to pay you. And if you don't like what it is they're offering you, then don't take the gig. I don't understand this workers' rights concept.
Well, I mean, like in China, there's this growing middle class, and they're certainly becoming more of a consumer culture. I mean, aren't they going to start demanding, better working conditions?
I just think that if they use
the prices of the products go up as a result of that?
What's that? Won't products
go up? Won't the cost of manufacturing products and
not really.
Like
I mean,
China,
giving people
giving
people air conditioning and light to work underneath isn't really going to increase the cost of their products that much.
Well, and the cost of products in the United States have to do with our immigration laws. You know, the restrictive immigration laws we have, and the restrictions on hiring employees and what you hire them for. If we didn't have restricted immigration laws and we didn't have a minimum wage, there'd be people here in the United States who are working for very little.
That's
and
right.
Then you wouldn't have to ship the stuff across the seas.
We'd have real competitive wages and all other kinds of interesting things. Thanks for the call. We hope to hear from you again, Alex. 800-259-9231. If we have freedom in the marketplace, then people's jobs will get better. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
Listen up, folks. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now's the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have a better than 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration, credit repair, and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get a rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills it has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. We're inside hour number three of the show. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything, 800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have live streams. The broadband version of the show is there, as well as a dial-up version, both of them free. FreeTalkLive.com. We go to the phones. It is your show. Talk to Brink in Connecticut. Brink, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Brink.
All right.
Good. Well, I'm just enjoying Friday night here. Pretty good. And I was calling to ask, why is it, I think every libertarian I've ever met is really into progressive rock, like Rush and King Crimson and all those odd bands.
Hmm.
I was wondering why that
Rush is an odd band?
Well, no, they rock pretty hard. Like, 2112 is obviously a great album.
Okay.
But you guys know 2112, it's based on Anthem by Ayn Rand. That's why.
Yeah, Rush is a very libertarian band,
yes.
As I understand.
Yeah, what's his name, Geddy Lee, has come out, the Canadian libertarian.
Maybe from a psychographic point of view, libertarians are certainly the people that wouldn't take the normal road most traveled.
Right.
And so for that reason, maybe they would therefore, and... for whatever reason, libertarians are mostly white.
Yeah. And male. Yeah.
And male. So there you
and
go.
Male.
You know, there's a whole genre of music called freedom rock.
Yeah?
Is there?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's that like, yeah! You know, like that, like 80s, like hair.
Or?
Yeah, like there's, yeah, it's definitely, there's all that out there.
There's also, I don't know. I find also there's a lot of like Lord of the Rings fans among libertarians.
Oh, yeah.
It's all cluster.
I forgot that part. The libertarians are dorks, too.
Right. It's all a big cluster, but I don't know.
I'm sorry. I'm the biggest dork in this room right now, and the Lord of the Rings, black. Boring.
You know, there's a German metal band called Blind Guardian, and they do a whole album about the Silmarillion.
The
what's
what?
That?
It's the precursor to Lord of the Rings. It's Tolkien wrote. He was headed up in World War One.
All right, so I mean, I thought the movies were okay. I mean, they were okay.
Come on.
Personally, I like electronic music.
Now, Brink, how can you make such a blanket statement? Seriously, Brink, I mean, how many libertarians have you really talked to about this?
I've met a good deal, and I don't know. It just seemed to pan out that way, and then girls are always very interesting.
When I'm around libertarians, music and stuff like that never comes up. It's always just political talk.
I have like a libertarian group, and we just basically try to get together and party and hang out, listen to music, and then talk about politics while we're doing that.
I see.
I think it's demographics and psychographics. I think that's what makes what's make the decision.
And I think I think it would would matter who you're talking to. I mean, if you're talking to libertarians that are in the 35 to 55 age bracket, you're going to find more Rush listeners. If you're going to talk to libertarians in the 35 and under, you're going to find more electronic music. You're going to find more younger stuff that they listen to. So I don't know if you can make a blanket statement.
Yeah, I'm up in the Northeast, so that kind of changes things.
Well, they all like Sam Adams beer, I can tell you that.
That's true.
Except for Ian's weirdo.
I know plenty of libertarians that don't drink at all. Thank you very much.
I like the guy who makes Sam Adams. He's a cool guy.
Well, he would have to be, and that would name his beer Sam Adams.
So, Brink, did you have anything else on your mind tonight?
No, that was it. Sorry, I kind of rambled, but I get really excited about Lord of the Rings because I'm a huge dork, too. Anyway.
Thanks for the call.
Hey, read Wizard's First Rule by Terry Goodkind. You will love it.
All right, cool.
There you go.
Have
Thanks, Frank. 800-259-9231 from ABC News. Internet gambling is illegal.
No.
No. But people do it anyway? Wait a minute.
Are you kidding?
Wait a minute. People select and choose the laws that they abide by? Yep, that's what they're going to tell you here.
I'll bet they do.
Super Bowl Sunday is the biggest day of the year for online sports books, with an estimated $500 million expected to be wagered through offshore websites and call centers, according to the Offshore Gaming Association. That's a jump from between $350 million and $400 million last year, so it's gone up by $100 million this year. An estimated 60 million people worldwide will be betting on the Super Bowl this weekend through online through about 1,800 foreign-based websites, according to the representative. Though internet gambling is illegal in the United States, much to the chagrin of casinos that would love to extend their businesses, about 85% of the customers at sites are based in the Caribbean. 85% of the 60 million people are based in America. The OSGA endorsed sites like BetMaker, based in Costa Rica. The annual event is the Super Bowl as well. Sylvia Vasquez, general manager of BetMaker, said that last year the site received more than $500,000 in wagers for the Super Bowl. As of this morning, it had already surpassed that.
I don't know. I want to talk about this. I do and I don't, because it's even talking about it, I think, is a little bit promotional. But there is a pay-per-view event going on this year that is absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Brilliant.
Okay.
This poker site, I think it's they're like an educational poker site where you go to learn or whatever. But
gotcha.
I'm not gonna promote for them. But is doing this lingerie bowl this year.
Really?
Where they're just having these super hot models dress up in skimpy outfits with like the black the football stuff underneath their eyes.
Okay.
And just play like cat fight football.
Huh.
And it's like a pay-per-view halftime event or something like that. And it just, to me, that sounds like I can't believe no one has thought of doing this yet.
I hope nobody gets hurt.
I don't think. and even if they do, good for them.
Sounds like
fun. Probably more money.
But wait, what does that have to do with betting? Are people going to be betting on the catfights?
I'm sure they will be. And it's being run by a gambling site. It's being run by a poker site.
That whole event
is being run by a poker site. And I'm sure it's going to bring, because it's a pay-per-view event, which is probably going to be hugely popular, because it's been all over the radio, that it's... They're just going to rake in the money. They're going to rake it in, and it's, I don't know, I think it's interesting.
Anyway, they go on in this article to talk about the different types of bets that people can make on games and how you can actually bet if you tune in during the game, just bet who's going to make the next touchdown, that sort of thing. And there's a variety of different ways that you can lose and win money on the Super Bowl. And I think it's important to point out that it's illegal, and people do it anyway. We'll talk more about that. 800-259-9231. Are you going to gamble this weekend? We want to hear from you. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Is black magic performed daily right in plain view on television, in movies, and in America's leading newspapers and magazines? I'm Tex Mars. My newest book, Codex Magica, is a real eye-opener. 624 pages, over 1,000 photographs. Codex Magica shows the world's leading celebrities, from movie stars and presidents to bankers and senators, caught in the act. Discover the true secret signs of the Illuminati, their mysterious symbols, their hidden language. Encyclopedic, documented, Codex Magica unmasks a conspiracy of immense evil. Please order your personal copy of Codex Magica on the internet at powerofprophecy.com or simply phone toll-free 1-800-234-9673. That's 1-800-234-9673.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, Friday night edition of the show. You take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with
William Johnson.
And Manwich.
Only moments remain. You can still get on, though. Well, we'll slip you in here as we, if we've got a chance. 800-259-9231. You can amp the show at amp.freetalklive.com. Become a Free Talk Live amplifier and take advantage of some of the perks that you get for being a Free Talk Live amplifier, like getting access to the classic archives, the amplifier-only call-in line, and more. $3 a month will get you amplifier access, Free Talk Live, but that doesn't mean that you get a whole bunch more than everybody else. I mean, all the good, all the usual stuff is free on our website. We give you the archives, we give you live streaming, the bulletin board system, the wiki, and more, all for free. But if you appreciate the fact that we give it all for free, well, then voluntarily support us for $3 a month with the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. Long term, when we reach our goal, we're going to cut back on the commercial time on the show by 25% when we reach the AMP goal. amp.freetalklive.com. You can learn more there. So, we're talking about gambling, internet gambling. It's huge, millions of dollars, over $500 million expected to be wagered this year just on the Super Bowl alone.
Wow.
$500 million expected. 60 million people will be betting on the Super Bowl.
But we should arrest everyone who does that.
Yes, because it's illegal and everyone should respect the law.
Respect the law.
Gambling's bad unless the state says it's okay.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yes, you know, lotteries, they're run by the state, so they're all right to gamble on, but you shouldn't be playing in your little Texas Hold'em matches.
Right, and you can't have your own lottery. They're saying that lotteries are okay as long as the state does lotteries, but if you were to have the Manwich Lotto, whoa.
That's a big deal.
Look out.
Well, you know as well as I do that there was a doctor killed in Virginia for running a Super Bowl pool this year.
That's correct.
They were trying
shot in the head.
Shot in the head. Some guy from the SWAT team just smoked him. He was on his knees. They were putting cuffs on the guy. Killed him. Doctor.
Over gambling.
Real nice.
And I understand people can have problems with gambling and people
let's not shoot them.
People can go overboard. You know, it could be dangerous. It can be an addiction for
people.
So
what if somebody spends all their money? If I go out and spend all my money on strippers and cocktails, drinks, nobody's going to say anything to me. If I go borrow every penny I can against my house, no one's going to say anything to me. It's not about the money. The money's a bunch of BS. It's about control. It's about sin. That's what people think. It's a sin to gamble.
Why? Why does it say that in the Bible that it's a sin to gamble? No, that's a new one to me.
No evidence. The Christians are, have always been big on it.
On saying it's a sin?
Well, I know that my...
I know plenty of Christians
My grandfathers were not allowed to bring cards into the house.
I bet you a big chunk of the 60 million people, probably Christians.
No, I bet they are too.
What would Jesus do if he was watching the Super Bowl?
I don't think Jesus would bet.
Oh, boy. So gambling's illegal. It's foolish. I mean, there's not that much enforcement on gambling, is there? I mean, I guess if the cops get wind of some sort of illegal gambling
operation going on, they shot this optometrist.
Yeah.
I mean, they shot a man over this crap.
True, and if you do try to open up a storefront or something like that, they will come after you then.
Absolutely.
But as far as you just playing penny poker or something like that in the back room...
You just got to hope. You've got to hope they don't find out.
Yeah.
Now, usually they don't because they're busy doing... God knows
busting
what.
Pot smokers. They're busy busting pot smokers.
Yeah, I think if Jesus were watching the Super Bowl, there'd be a lot less knee injuries that year.
I don't get it.
He'd go and lay on hands and he'd heal them.
Okay.
And there'd be a lot less Gatorade, too, probably. He'd be turning that all into wine and be drunk in football with no knee injuries.
All right, we're done for tonight. It's Vinny in here with you.
And man,
see you tomorrow night. And you can join us at 7 o'clock Eastern Time, as always, if you're listening live. To the Saturday Night Edition. See you then. Online, you can join us in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to amp the show, amp.freetalklive.com.
And enjoy a game of drunken football this weekend.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is black magic?